How's it going, everybody? This is Brayden, and welcome back to Finding Freedom in Finance. So today, I am going to start first on a new series of the weekly market recaps that I plan on doing going forward here, hopefully every week. So first, let's get started with the week. Last week, this will be coming out a little bit late, and I'll talk about what happened in the markets today, because today was a pretty darn bad day for the markets. But I quickly want to recap what happened last week, because there was a pretty slow week as far as market data, but there were some key earnings that I wanted to go over. First is the weekly marketing recap. Stocks were pretty mixed, with the Dow up 6.1% last week. That would be the week, the last week of August. And the S&P 500, mostly flat, down 0.03%, so nothing crazy. And then the NASDAQ was down about 1.05%. And a lot of that was probably due to NVIDIA, which is the first set of key earnings. Earnings season has mostly wrapped up as far as major companies reporting, but last week there were still a few important company results that I want to talk about here that I think will give us some clarity going forward into the market, especially in these next few months as we get closer to rate cuts by the Fed. So that first key earning that I want to talk about is NVIDIA. NVIDIA, once again, outperformed expectations. They had revenue of $30.04 billion versus $28.7 billion expected by analysts. The analysts always kind of come up with their projections of what they think is going to happen, and NVIDIA always smashes them out of the park. But there were some worries this time around, which I'll go over. EPS was at 68 cents per share versus 64 cents expected. EPS is, of course, earnings per share, so you take the total amount of money a company made and divide it by their share count. Net income was at $16.6 billion versus $6.18 billion last year, so almost a 3x growth. And gross margin was at 75% versus 78.4% last year. So incredible, incredible numbers across the board for NVIDIA as expected. But I will say the stock was down after earnings and is down even more today, which I'll go over in a little bit. But last week, it was down 8.5% on the week. Because there are some signs that NVIDIA is slowing down. I mean, a company this big can't sustain the growth forever. You think about it, NVIDIA has a market cap that is bigger than Google. So a company bigger than Google, but it's much smaller basically by revenue. And think about it, Google does everything. NVIDIA makes chips. And to have a higher valuation than Google, you need incredible growth. And it has had incredible growth. But the company is getting bigger. And expectations are rising, and even though analyst expectations were beat, it wasn't beat by as much in previous quarters, and there are signs that the law of large numbers is catching up to NVIDIA. NVIDIA is often thought of as a benchmark for AI spending in America especially. You think about all the companies that are trying to build out AI offerings, OpenAI, Microsoft, Google, they all need the GPUs that NVIDIA supplies. And again, I'm going to make an episode on NVIDIA that'll hopefully come out next week. I'm targeting next Wednesday on that. Talk about it a little bit more. But NVIDIA is really important because it's seen as a bellwether for AI spending. If NVIDIA is having good results and is continually growing, then is viewed as companies putting a lot of money into AI, and hopefully AI will get to the market quicker. But again, like I said, NVIDIA is down quite a bit at post earnings and down even more today as people kind of digest those results and expectations start to come down for a company so big. Second company I want to talk about is going to be Dell Computers. But the interesting thing that I want to talk about is not their computers, but I'll get to that here in a second. Revenue came in at $25 billion versus $24.5 billion expected. So a decent size beat there, a little bit more revenue than you'd expect or that analysts were expecting. Earnings per share came in at $1.89 versus $1.71 expected. So a nice healthy earnings per share beat there. And net income almost doubled versus last year, going up from $455 million to $841, and the stock was up 3%. So again, a nice beat on the S&P that was flat. The interesting thing is AI server sales are up to $3.1 billion versus 1.7 billion in the last quarter. So I'm not even talking about the year ago quarter, right? Quarter two from last year. I'm talking about quarter one from this year. So it's becoming a key server infrastructure partner for NVIDIA chips. So these companies are buying these chips from NVIDIA, but they need the technology to be able to host the GPUs, to be able to use them correctly, and be able to get the value out of them. And Dell is becoming a huge partner in that, providing a lot of the server equipment that is needed for the NVIDIA chips. So that's seeing huge growth there and powering some high margin expansion for the company and a lot more growth. So again, that stock was up 3% as Wall Street really liked those earnings because, again, everyone's thinking of Dell as a computer company, but it's starting to really make a name for itself in the AI server space to partner with those NVIDIA chips. Alrighty, the third stock that I want to talk about here is going to be Lululemon. Lululemon, as we all know, has exploded to incredible popularity over the last few years, but there's concerns that Lululemon isn't as cool as it once was. Revenue was 2.37 for this quarter versus 2.41 billion expected and 2.21 billion last year. So very little growth versus last year and missing the expectations as far as revenue grows, and very little growth over last year for a company that's supposed to be a trendy, high growth, new set of fashion. Earnings per share at 315 versus 293 expected, so a nice healthy beat there. And net income at 393 million versus 342 last year. So nice growth on the net income. And as far as expectations, they're expecting next quarter to a growth of 6 to 7% versus the same quarter last year versus quarter three of last year, missing analyst expectations of 9.2%. And the stock is down 4.5% this week because there's worries that it just isn't cool anymore and that consumers are okay with shopping down, with getting dupes, Gymshark wear, those type of things. Similar alternatives that don't carry the high price tag. Especially as there's fears the economy may be cooling down, Lululemon might be in a tough spot. The stock is down almost 50% over the last year and probably is down 50% after today. Again, I got these numbers at the end of last week. Fourth company I want to talk about is Ulta. Ulta is, of course, the makeup company and those types of things. I'm not too familiar with makeup, but I know they do that. Revenue at 2.55 billion versus 2.61 billion expected and 2.53 billion for last year. So again, minimal growth, hardly any growth, nearly flat. And as a matter of fact, EPS is actually down versus the prior year, $5.30 a share versus $6.02 last year. Net income at 253 million versus 300 million last year, and the stock's down 7%. Similar to Lululemon, it is a high growth story. This company had been growing for years and it had been growing fast, but the growth has leveled off and has fallen over 25%, probably close to 30% this year. However, this company hasn't had the same type of decline that Lululemon has. Like I said, Lululemon's been down almost 50%, and part of that reason why is most likely because Berkshire Hathaway, of course, owned by world-renowned investor Warren Buffett, disclosed a stake in the company and boosted fears of it being oversold. So yeah, the company isn't growing too much, but it's already fallen quite a bit, and it looks like Warren Buffett has taken an interest in it, so maybe this company is one that can bounce back. But it's still a company that has slowed down significantly, missed expectations, and the stock was down again 7% this week. The fifth company I want to talk about is Salesforce. Of course, the kind of the market leader and proprietor of the CRM software, customer relation management. I think that's what it stands for. I could be wrong. Salesforce had revenue of 9.33 billion versus 9.23 billion expected. So a little bit of a nice revenue beat there by 100 mil. EPS of $2.56 versus $2.36 expected. So a 20 cent beat on the earnings per share. And net income was up to 1.43 billion, up from 1.27 last year. So the stock had a brief pop, but is still down about 4.5% over the week. There is a lot of talk in Salesforce that Salesforce AI offerings versus Microsoft Copilot. Salesforce, I think it was the COO or the CFO, made some comments about people not really liking Microsoft Copilot, which is interesting to kind of be taking a shot at a competitor like that. But the stock has been growing steadily, and it's flat versus flat on the year versus a 17% rise. But it still seems like it's a healthy growth story, and I haven't taken a much look at the valuation, but it seems to be an intriguing stock for me, especially with very little pop on pretty decent earnings. Again, and being flat on the year versus a 17% rise makes me wonder if there's some value to capitalize off of there. Sixth stock I want to talk about is really interesting because it actually contrasts with Walmart earnings that we saw a few weeks ago. Walmart, of course, had earnings and popped over 7%, but Dollar General did the exact opposite. They had revenue of $10.21 billion versus $10.37 billion, and the revenue is up from $9.8 billion last year. EPS of $1.70 versus $1.79, so they missed on EPS. And their net income dropped almost $100 million, down to $374 million versus $469 million last year. They also cut their guidance going forward, and the stock got crushed 33% after, like I said, almost $100 million decline in net income, even though revenue was up. So their margins were getting absolutely squeezed. And it's really interesting to contrast this versus Walmart. Like I said, Walmart rose 7% off their earnings 2 weeks ago. And Dollar General, which is in a pretty similar space to Walmart, got crushed 33%. So it's interesting to think about Walmart's consumers, how Walmart has started attracting a lot higher income consumers. They're targeting a lot more people with incomes of over 100,000, household incomes over 100,000. And their customers have been really resilient and have continued to shop versus Dollar General has had to cut prices huge and really eat into their profits in order to be able to retain their customers. So that's an interesting trend that I'm going to continue looking at going forward. Alrighty, the next stock that I want to talk about is Best Buy. Best Buy had reported earnings and had revenue of $9.29 billion versus $9.58 billion last year. So revenue did fall, but it did beat expectations. Earnings per share up to $1.34 versus $1.16 expected. And the interesting thing is the stock is up 14%, even though revenue declined. And that's because the story around Best Buy is stabilization. They've had a few years of revenue decline, as you see Amazon squeezing them out of the market, Walmart selling, those types of things. There just wasn't, Best Buy seemed to be losing its place in the market. But it's been stabilizing pretty nicely. Like I said, they beat on the EPS. Their revenue is declining at a slower rate. There seems to be some stability in Best Buy that we haven't seen in the past few years. So investors were really, really pleased to see that. And like I said, the stock was up 14% last week. A next one, and honestly probably shouldn't even have been included, but it's one close to my heart that I wanted to talk about. And that is Chewy. Of course, the pet food company, they have an auto ship feature where you can automatically ship pet food if you need certain pet supplies, those types of things. That's what they do. They ship all sorts of pet supplies. They had revenue of $2.86 billion versus $2.79 billion last year, in line with expectations. And they had earnings per share of $0.24 versus $0.22 expected, much, much higher than last year. Seems like they're finally hitting some profitability. Interesting thing is sales per customer is up 5.8%. So each customer on Chewy is now spending 5.8% more than they were last year on average. And the gross margins for the company is up to 29.5% versus 28.3% last year. So again, those margins are rising as each customer spending more. The only problem is Chewy's actually been losing customers. Customer count is down 1.2%. Which I think has a lot to do with competition. You see Amazon getting into the pet food space. And, you know, you can just go buy pet food at Walmart. So there's a lot of other places to get what Chewy's offering, and especially as Amazon builds that stuff out. So the customer count was down. But the stock was up 14%. Every other number looked good. Customers are spending more on the platform. Their margins are improving. So it looks good. And the company was one that had been battered so far this year, down 28% and 17% over the last 2 years. So it's a company that had been through a lot, but it seems like they might be stabilizing. And if they can work on that customer count, they could really be in for a bump here. Those are all the major earnings that I wanted to talk about. Like I said, earnings season was mostly over, but those were some interesting ones that I wanted to highlight. Again, I think it's really important to kind of understand NVIDIA because that's kind of the AI bellwether. Lululemon is, again, talking about the strength of the higher-end consumers, the people that were buying Lululemon because they're all pretty rich customers. And, of course, Dollar General. I think that's such an interesting case study, how companies that target fairly similar consumers, again, lower-class consumers, low- to middle-class consumers, and Dollar General was struggling to bring them in and had to cut profit extremely much, cut margins very much in order to be able to continue attracting those customers. And Walmart was able to remain steady. Just the divergence in those stocks for companies that do very similar things is an interesting trend. The only other thing, again, this week was pretty light on economic data last year. The only thing that did get reported was the PCE. It's another inflation measurement. It's preferred by the Federal Reserve more than the CPI, which is the normal inflation rate that everyone talks about. The only difference here is that the Bureau of Labor Statistics computes CPI, and that's slightly different than the Bureau of Economic Analysis, which collects PCE data. So they're just slightly different metrics in calculation. They pretty much move in lockstep. They're pretty similar. But that was up 2.5% versus last year. And most market commentators said that's the perfect level because it still shows a somewhat healthy economy while also green-lighting rate cuts as jobs data begins to slow and it looks like the country begins to slide a little closer to a recession. And stocks were up 1.1% on Friday after that release, as that was kind of exactly what analysts were looking for. Now, the only thing, if we're looking forward to next week, there are pretty much no earnings of any major concern that I felt the need to put down. There was some manufacturing data today on Tuesday, September 3rd, and that was worse than expected. The U.S. continues to manufacture less and less stuff. But the main thing and kind of the meat and potatoes of this week is going to be the jobs data. August jobs data is going to be released, and we're going to see how quickly the labor market's cooling off. And it'll really give us an idea of how much the Federal Reserve is going to cut rates later this month. A lot of people are anticipating they're going to cut it down 25 basis points, which means lower it by 0.25%. But they might also cut it a half basis point or 50 basis points or half a percent. Another interesting thing, NVIDIA was down 7%, again on the earnings pullback. And an interesting thing I saw was a report that 17% of NVIDIA's revenue actually comes from Microsoft. So extreme lack of customer diversity if almost 20% of your revenue is coming from one company. That's pretty crazy. And the only other thing that I saw was Boeing was down after an upgrade. I think a Wells Fargo analyst downgraded Boeing. And the stock slid, I think, somewhere around 8%. So that was interesting things that I saw on Tuesday. But the main thing to keep in mind this week is going to be jobs data, which I will all comment on next weekend. And I hope you enjoyed my earnings week recap, the first edition of these that I'm hopefully going to be starting off every week. It was a pretty slow week, but some key earnings I wanted to talk about. And we are all now looking ahead to the jobs data on Friday. You all have a good rest of your night, and I will see you next week.